entrepreneurship.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
We are the key to our own recovery.
The ideas of entrepreneurs, of small business, those are the ideas that can be a true economic engine for Detroit and outward into Southeast Michigan. That's the idea behind the New Economy Initiative. It's a philanthropic effort to support entrepreneurs and small business owners. The NEI has become the biggest economic development initiative of its kind in the country. And with us now on The Next Idea is the director of the New Economy Initiative. Pam Lewis, it's good to have you here with us.
It's so nice to be with you, Cynthia.
When we say biggest economic development initiative of its kind in the country, what exactly does that mean, Pam?
What that means is this. So New Economy Initiative was formed back in 2007, and 10 foundations at that time came together and put together a $100 million fund. They recapitalized it in 2013 with an additional $33.5 million. So you're talking about approximately $134 million focused by philanthropy in order to improve economic development within the Southeast Michigan region of Detroit with a focus on the city of Detroit.
And you've stepped into the director's position as of the beginning of this year. And I am interested in your thoughts. What is your vision of what NEI's role should be in Southeast Michigan?
Sure. So, I stepped into the role as director, but I've been a part of NEI for 5 years. And when I think about the role of NEI, I think it's interesting because when NEI first launched, there really was a focus on high-tech and high-growth startups. Where we've evolved to is adding the small business component to that, particularly small business development in distressed communities. And what I'd like to see happen for the future is how those two can actually bridge each other and reinforce each other and to raise that awareness for people that you do need both. You can't choose between one or the other.
What does that help look like then? Is exactly how does NEI help someone who has a small business or a good idea?
So, for example, there's a couple of ways we do it. One way is how we invest in these organizations that are supporting these businesses. One key example, you can look at the Build Institute. I don't know if you're familiar with Build, but Build is a very interesting entrepreneurial program that actually is being run out of the Downtown Detroit Partnership. And what they're doing is they're providing entrepreneurial support services to small businesses, not in Midtown and Downtown, but they're delivering that programming out in the neighborhoods. Another example is Prosperous. Out of Southwest Solutions. So they have entrepreneurial programming happening in 6 different neighborhoods. The point is that people can come into these programs, understand what it means to get that idea out of their head. How do they convert that to a business plan? How do they put together strategies to go after capital to move those businesses along? And what can they do to help get more access to markets?
And when you say the neighborhoods, you led me right to where I wanted to go next, because we've seen so much glamour and attention focused on downtown and Midtown and Corktown. And that's all good.
It's very
because
good.
You want that strong and vibrant.
Absolutely.
But you want to think about, well, where's the love and the attention and the money for the neighborhoods where Detroiters are living?
Exactly. I mean, that's the whole premise around our work. So that's why we focus on what we say from startups to bin-ups or from grassroots to high growth, because we feel like those two worlds have to reinforce each other. You know, technology commercialization, high tech, startups, IT, mobility, all that is awesome. And we need that to accelerate the economy. And we also need that to attract talent. But when that talent is here, when that economy is growing, it can only be sustained if there are service businesses, you know, the coffee shops, the restaurants, the barbershops, where can you get your shoes shine? All these types of businesses matter. And so that's why it's important to invest in both. And we've been moving quite a bit of our grant dollars into those organizations that are supporting existing businesses.
I'm speaking with Pam Lewis, who is the director of the New Economy Initiative, as we continue here on The Next Idea. And one of your really interesting efforts is the NE Ideas Challenge. It's in its third and final year. What is it and what does it mean to someone with a business idea?
So NE Ideas Challenge is a very unique program. It's one of the ones where we launched with our own brand around it, mm-hmm. in partnership with the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation, who's been helping us with the outreach. But what we're doing with the NE Ideas Challenge is a small business challenge focused on existing small businesses within the cities of Detroit, Hamtramck, and Highland Park. And we're actually moving grant dollars directly to businesses. And we're doing that through a very low barrier of entry with an application of no more than 400 words where they can apply to receive $10,000 or $100,000. Like you said, it's in its third year. Over the last 2 years, we've given $1 million away to 64 different companies. The distinction is that if you are a company that is low revenue to $750,000 a year in revenue, you can apply to the $10,000 award, and we give 30 of those away a year. And then if you are over $750,000 up to $5 million in revenue, you can apply to the $100,000 award, and we give 2 of those a year.
And that can mean an awful lot. What are some of the big success stories business-wise?
Oh,
you look,
yeah.
I look at you,
I
smile.
Know. There's been a lot. One in particular, and this also, I love this example because it also shows how any ideas is not just about giving the money away to the business, but also all of the 1,200 people that have applied to any ideas mm-hmm. are getting connected with the services that we've been supporting through the grantees.
So it's
and that's
almost
a
like
very important distinction.
It is. It's like planting a seed in very rich soil.
Exactly.
So it can take root and to grow.
You got it. And so great example, J&G Pallets. They are an existing business that's been around on the east side of Detroit for about 20 years. A group of siblings own it. They were one of our $100,000 winners. And they took that money to develop more a facility that expanded their capacity and their capability and provided more modern equipment for them to develop these pallets that can package and ship things. And so they leveraged that to also receive $100,000 from the Motor City Match program that the mayor is doing. And they also have now become a part of the D2D procurement program, Detroit to Detroit procurement program that NEI funded through DEGC, where they're securing additional business now through their company. So this is just an example. Yeah. It's not about the prize. It's about the connections.
So entering under your tent of New Economy Initiative helps someone who might be new. I might have a great idea for my coffee shop or my whatever business, but I don't know that all of these resources
you
are out
it.
There, but you can help direct.
Exactly. That's the whole role of how do we navigate that. And the beauty about any ideas, because to your point, there has been so much emphasis on startups and so much emphasis on the new economy type fields. Any ideas focuses on the bin-ups. It focuses on those existing businesses that have been around 3 years or more in the communities.
Can what you're doing be replicated elsewhere in Michigan?
Well, you know what? I think so. I think there are definitely strategies that we're doing that can be replicated. When you think of the Any Ideas competition, you think of that challenge and what we're doing there with philanthropy, working to grow and create lower barriers of entry for these small businesses. If you have communities that have high poverty rates like Flint or other communities like that that are outside of Southeast Michigan and outside of the city of Detroit, you could put together a program where you're giving some type of small business challenge to these types of businesses within your community. And the reason why I say the high poverty rate is because that's the charitable purpose clause. That's how we can do that as philanthropy, to give these dollars directly to these companies because they're in these communities that are so distressed. And that's definitely an idea that a lot of cities outside of Detroit are looking at. They're asking us questions about any ideas and what we're doing. There are a lot of questions being asked about what the mayor's doing with Motor City Match. And so these are definitely programs that can be replicated, should be replicated in the communities that are distressed.
Let's bring you back to Detroit as we wrap up.
Sure.
You know, we see Cleveland as a healthcare center, Brooklyn's a hipster haven, Pittsburgh is a clean tech titan. And there's kind of elements of all of those growing in Detroit. What about Detroit? What do you think Detroit wants to be or is trying to be as it looks to the future?
You know, that's a great question. That's a question that so many of us have kind of debated across the table for so long. Let me talk to you first about the assets that are actually active and activated in Detroit, because it may sound like we're trying to be everything. Mm-hmm. But I think if you focus on the assets that we have, you can't discount what's happening around food in the city of Detroit, not just from restaurants being developed, but also the distribution and manufacturing of food products through McClure's Pickles, mm-hmm. you know, through Bonza. I mean, these are, you know, Ellis Island Tea. That is definitely happening in Detroit. You can't discount the whole notion around mobility and advanced transportation, but that is a Metro Detroit asset. it's really the city of Detroit, but it's not just the city of Detroit. It's the strength of Ann Arbor. It's the strength of what's happening at U of M and the strength of what's happening throughout the region. And then you can't discount the whole fact that you have DMC and Henry Ford Health System, you know, less than 2 miles apart, and their interest in medical device and digital health, and both being actively pursuing technology commercialization and projects that are moving them in that area. And then the last one I can't leave out is the product generators. Detroit has such a wealth of furniture makers, textile, metals, the artisans. All of these things are at play. My take on it is this, because sometimes it's pretty hard to pick, but you can't discount the assets that are there. But if we can be an environment that embraces entrepreneurship, it makes it easy for a person to take those ideas and find this enabling environment to help them grow and create jobs, not just for the region, but also jobs that can employ Detroiters. You know, that can be our sweet spot.
That's well put, Pam Lewis, the director of the New Economy Initiative. And you can learn more about NEI and the NE Ideas Challenge by going to their website, neweconomyinitiative.org. Pam, it was such a pleasure to have you with us on The Next Idea. Thank you so very much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.